From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, September 8th. Coming up, an algal bloom in Mattoon's water reservoirs forced the city to place a do not drink order earlier this summer. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Over the weekend, the Krannert Art Museum in Champaign hosted families for an afternoon of storytelling, gallery exploration, and hands-on activities. IPM student reporter Diana Jung has more on the Art Ventures for Kids event.
Rachel Storm is one of the organizers of the Art Ventures program. She says each event starts with storytelling, followed by activities that allow kids and their caregivers to learn together.
Sometimes that's singing or movement together, getting up and exploring independently through things like scavenger hunts that one could do with a guardian, a parent, a caregiver, etc., but also getting to able to sort of use our hands and do some hands-on learning too.
The latest hands-on activity involved kids acting as characters from Greek mythology, using cardboard cutouts to create shadow silhouettes. The next event will take place in November. I'm Diana Zhang, IPM News.
Today is 988 Day. This day is meant to raise awareness about the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Hotline. Hannah Wasilowski is the chief executive officer at NAMI. She urges everyone to make sure their friends and family know about this hotline.
You never know when somebody's struggling, and making sure everyone's aware of this resource is absolutely vital to help us address the suicide crisis in this country.
There was an option for LGBTQ plus youth. In July, that service went away due to cuts by the Trump administration. Wasilowski says the Trevor Project operates a crisis line for those impacted. She says over 17 million people have called 988 over the last 3 years. A West Suburban Police Department is sharing details about the inadvertent release of license plate data with federal immigration officials. Mawa Iqbal reports.
The data from Forest Park scanners was shared with ICE between last April and this past Wednesday. An audit by the Illinois Secretary of State revealed the breach. A state law known as the Trust Act bans police from helping federal immigration enforcement. Forest Park Mayor Rory Hoskins says it was a human error by an individual officer.
It wasn't done intentionally. And Forest Park Police Department strives to comply with the Illinois Trust Act, and we don't share information with authorities so that the federal government can, enforce immigration rules.
It's unclear how many license plates were shared. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Immigration officials will be limited in how they can use a suburban naval base as a staging ground this month. Alex Degman reports.
Some of Illinois' top congressional Democrats met with Navy officials at Naval Station Great Lakes to get more details about a pending campaign against immigration in Chicago. Homeland Security wouldn't attend. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says Navy officials told her that ICE cannot bring lethal munitions on base and they can't sleep there.
We will not allow the diversion of taxpayer dollars that were appropriated for military readiness or military training for Great Lakes to be diverted from that mission into ICE's efforts to intimidate people on the streets of our city.
Duckworth says ICE wants to use the base through October 5th, but thinks that could change. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, an algal bloom in Mattoon's water reservoirs forced the city to place a do-not-drink order earlier this summer. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 76 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 46 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 80 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 55 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, musician and composer Conrad Tau is based in New York, but he's originally from Illinois and will return for a concert this week.
I am so happy to be from the Chicago area, to be from Illinois, to have a little bit of Midwestern in me.
I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. For a total of 5 days in July, residents of Mattoon were told not to use their tap water. Harmful algal blooms in city reservoirs produced dangerous toxins that made the water unsafe for drinking, cooking, bathing, even dishwashing. The problem threatens water systems in other parts of the country, too. IPM's Jim Meadows has more.
An annual festival in Mattoon that circles around bagels was a little different this year. There was still live music and plenty of carnival rides, as well as bagels, of course, provided by a local commercial bakery. But this year, the water had to be trucked in. Food vendor Chris Walton says it didn't help that city officials went back and forth on a do not drink order.
As a matter of fact, some of our machines have all been sanitized, and then, of course, they put the order back in. So everything we did was for naught now. So we're going to have to re-sanitize everything, you know, that we're not using right now.
Elsewhere in Mattoon, the do-not-drink order forced restaurants to close or make do with paper plates and bottled water. Algal blooms in the city's two reservoirs had sent toxins into the tap water. Bacteria in the blooms produced dangerous levels of microcystins, a neurotoxin that can sicken and even kill people who drink, cook, or wash with it. Robert Hirschfeld is director of water policy with the Illinois-based environmental group Prairie Rivers Network. He says nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from farms are often behind the blooms.
I wouldn't say that there were no harmful algal blooms 100 years ago, but as we've tracked them, the frequency and severity has increased in recent years.
In 2023, Guthrie, Oklahoma had to switch its water source after an algal bloom affected one of its reservoirs. A massive bloom in Lake Erie left residents of Toledo, Ohio, unable to use their water for days in 2014. Environmental scientist Gregory Dick, who studies algal blooms at the University of Michigan, says the toxins from such blooms make water unusable.
That affects not just people's drinking water, but their ability to take medicines, their ability to shower, their ability to cook. So it really disrupted lives for residents, for businesses, for hospitals.
Toledo installed expensive sensors and carbon filtration to help make sure its water supply is clean. Such solutions will likely be needed in more towns and cities throughout the Midwest, Dick says, as algal blooms don't appear to be slowing down. But Keith Lofton, who studies algal blooms at the U.S. Geological Survey's Kansas Water Science Center, says it's difficult to know if the blooms have actually gotten worse.
Many claim that blooms are becoming more frequent, greater in magnitude, duration, and spatial extent. However, largely we lack robust, consistently collected data sets throughout modern times to make large, sweeping national and global statements.
Back in Mattoon, the city council voted this summer to spend roughly $300,000 to buy a new reservoir water pump and spray algicide to control the algal blooms. City manager Kyle Gill says eventually they'll need to dredge their reservoirs to get rid of fertilizer-embedded silt.
We'll spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in the short term, but most of the long-term solutions are millions of dollars.
At the moment, Mattoon's water supply is okay. But after a new algal bloom appeared in Lake Mattoon in August, that reservoir's beach was closed for much of the month. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Jim Meadows produced this story for Harvest Public Media, a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Diana Jung, Yvonne Boos, Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.